when we learn and understand, rather, that wisdom has been granted to us so we can deal wisely in the affairs of life. You wouldn't walk around, I wouldn't walk around, we wouldn't walk around broke like most of us do if we had the wisdom of God. Let me do this. I'm going to hold this. I got to walk with you. You're holding a treasure book. You're holding a miracle book. Everything in here that God says, it works by miracles. You are a miracle. How you get, see, when you got born again, that was a miracle. It connected you to miracles. You are not normal. You shouldn't think normal. You shouldn't think outside of this book. But most people run from it. They read everything but this here. This is the miracle book. It will tell you everything God will do, and God backs it up with his word by his blood in the name. I don't care where you are, who you are. If you stand on his word, they threw Daniel in the lion's den. They found out that the lions couldn't eat him. This is the miracle book. God is a miracle God. You can't stop God. When you hook up with God, when you believe what God says and act on it, you can't stop him. It's been proven through the history of time. And it's going to work throughout eternity. But God wants you to get over in the realm where you belong, in the miracle realm. Supernatural. I'm going to preach over here a little while. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's hallelujah. Hallelujah. But if Satan had known it, are y'all listening to me? He wouldn't have crucified the Lord of glory. But it's too late. He crucified him. He overplayed his hand. Now he's trying to deceive you and don't want you to get in this book. Did he have so many get in there and they'll come out with something that he didn't say in the book? How can you read this Bible? I mean, if you're a saint now, and I know sinners and religious folks can do it, but how can you read this Bible in any way and come up with and go through it and read it and come up with a decision God don't heal today? Yeah. But when you're born again and you allow the Holy Spirit to do his job on the inside of you to teach you this truth, you won't hear that stuff. It just be like water on the duck back. Are you listening to me? So, let me go a little further, okay? All right. Give me James. Ooh, James 3. Ha ha. James 3:13. We're still reading from the King James. James 3:13. Who is a wise man and endue it with knowledge? How many wise folks we have in here? How many? And you endue it with knowledge. You know something about God. You know something about the word. You know the word. Huh? Who is a wise man? And then do it with knowledge among you. Do we have any? Let him show out of a good what? Conversation. That means lifestyle, the way you live. You know, you can talk, talk. What about your walk? What about how you conduct yourself in interaction with other people and business deals and just life itself? What about your family life? How do you conduct yourself? How do you treat your family? How do you conduct yourself in this congregation? How do you conduct yourself? Do you just show up when you want to show up, or do you follow the order, instruction? When something said you don't like, you go off and grumble, or you just say, praise the Lord. I don't understand it, but I'm going to believe God. Or you come up with something else. How do you, we're talking about dealing wisely in the affairs of life. Let him show out of a good conversation his what? His works of meekness with wisdom. See, wisdom won't let you talk foolish. No, it won't. Wisdom won't let you do that. Wisdom won't let you go around making excuses. Boy, listen to me. Listen to me. Even standing here this morning, I got some excuses. Will present it to me. Be at the house, boy. Like some of the rest of you can be at the house. I'm here because I want to be here. You know what else I didn't ask my body. Did it want to be here? I told it what it was going to do. Do y'all hear me today? I did not ask my body. My mind said, well, you ought to get somebody else to preach. No, dear. No. I'm here to do what I'm supposed to do this morning. And I got clear direction from Holy Ghost. I'm going to do my best to get all I can in on this session. Amen. All right. So, give me the next verse, verse 14. But if you have what? Bitter envy and strife in your heart. Do what? Glory not and lie not against the truth. See, you can tell. And you don't have to have bitter. You don't have to have bitter envy. You don't have to have strife. That's a choice. I made a choice because strife will come at anybody. You can get bitter at anybody, any situation. People you live with, people you don't look like you think they ought to look. You drive down the road and see somebody and just get all twisted up. That person hadn't done a thing to you. And don't let somebody tell you something you don't like. It may be good for you. I mean, it may be good for you, but you get all bitter over it. And what he's saying, don't you let that in your heart. Don't have any bitter, strife, what else? Envy. Bitter envy and strife in your heart. Glory not, and what else? And lie not against the truth. Come on, let's go to the next one. This wisdom descended not from where? But it is earthly, sensual, and devilish. Are we thinking about itself? Always want its own self. Anyway, don't care who it hurt. Don't care how much you get hurt. Don't care how it leave you, just long you have your own selfish way. But where envy and strife is, there is what? Confusion. And what else? You'll do anything. Say anything. Act anything. Conduct yourself any kind of way. And it'll wreck your life. And see, Satan, And see, Satan don't want you to recognize that. He make you think that you're being cool. He don't want you to realize you're a fool. He wants you to think you cool, you know, have people at pushing you on, agging you on. Yeah, girl, man, whatever. Ooh, look, you told him, didn't you? Honey, you told him. Yeah, I did. Yeah, you know what a fool you look like, Captain.